What's up, VFP? Week six, two sixes. And that is how we're going to do this week. Extra lazy pod this week. I'm on my way to the subway. It takes about 5 minutes to get there. And I'm guessing it's going to take about six with this extra recording session here. So, let's get down to it. I'm going to start off Rex Kwon Do. Fantastic perf. He is now shooting up there, not only by best record, but by best points. Two others meet his record at a 5-1, which is Colorado Fire Dogs and the Tracy Morgans. Is that what her name is? Tracy Morgan. Tracy. Oh, Rocky Mountain Mama. That's right. So we got the king and the queen of the VFP right now. It used to be Roger and Glenda. They had some issues, I heard. So it's now being taken over by the younger generation. Up there at second and third place. But Rex Kwon Do is on fire this season. And I am so impressed with him. He's been putting in a little more effort on that waiver wire. And we have been seeing the results. So congratulations, Rex. Rex also gets up there this week in one of those points. One of those medals categories. With one of the top four medals. So Rex grabs a medal this week. Other most points medals go to the Buccaneers. Buccaneers actually has the most total season points so far at well over 700 points. Far more than anyone else. So she's one to watch. A little stealthy corporate action going on in the background. She's probably got some offshore accounts that none of us know about. The joke ended Brooklyn Nine. He's ending all jokes with his good performance. Also gets a medal. And then, of course, Rocky Mountain Mama. I forgot to do the song on when I was giving her props for the top three spots, and now I'm not forgetting it at all. So congratulations, Jamie, Rex, Becca, and Tracy. Going into the games a little bit here, we've got Rex Kwon Do. Just start with him right away. Rex Kwon Do was juicing it up here we go again with this lazy pod action. Sorry, guys. Rex Kwon Do was juicing it up. Against the Carlin Redskins, that's right. So, Roger, it doesn't pay to do things the wrong way. So, the VFB spirits are in and out of Roger's roster, bringing balance to the rest of the force. Karma has come full circle, and he's now losing to Rex Kwon Do on account of a terrible quarterback perform and a nasty TE tight end there. Rex Kwon Do, on the other hand, he's got solid performance. No one really sticking out, but he's got over 15 pointers, over 20 pointers, up to over 25 pointers, but no monsters. My monsters, I mean 30-plus point players, no superstars at over 40 points, and definitely no the one to lean on over 50 points. So that's what you want in a VFP roster. That will definitely get you into the playoffs. As of now, I'm looking at Rex Kwon Do as a solid playoffs team, and I am so proud of this guy. We've got Ramondre Stevenson, running back of the New England Patriots. Ooh, that was hard to say. At over 25 points, and then he's got a nice tight end. Everyone's always known Rex has had a nice tight end, but now especially Mark Andrews, Baltimore Ravens tight end, getting him just over 23 points there. So fantastic. Together with Trevor Lawrence, who looks like some of the guys on the House of the Dragon that I'm watching right now. Looks like some of those Valyrian characters, Targaryen characters. Fantastic job. All right. Everybody else, Jessica did call in a little bit to my show, so I will. She called herself Dingleberry, so I don't know why she does that. She nicknames herself the strangest things, and she calls into my show, making me feel uncomfortable. But I will put a little bit of that conversation up here in just a minute. But Jessica beat me somehow. We both had sub 100 pointies. Christian McCaffrey tried to fight his way through, but Jessica, she pulled it out with a 93.2 win, and I'm also really proud of her there. Actually, I'm not proud of her at all. She's disgusting. Rocky Mountain Mama beats out Spicy Space. Nothing to see there, but she is improving. Only thing I would say is she is improving her overall score. I mentioned that she's got low scoring wins. She's starting to improve that to 118 points. So not bad. Rocky Mountain Mama, you're probably definitely in the playoffs at this point. Win another 40 to 50% of your games, and you're right up there. Poopy Collector, first win of the season. They are now at a 1-5. Congratulations, Jake and Christina. Still a sub-hut of point, but you are on your way. Everybody else had fair to Midland weeks, I would say. And Legion of Doom pulls out a win, which a much needed win, but he's suffering some sub-100 pointy as well, 82.92. 272.78 points to the Michigan Floob. So I'm not sure why he's starting to struggle here a little bit, but my theory is going off the rails that he's a sleeper this year. Tyreek Hill had him almost 30 points, but everybody else is just not pulling their weight this season. Okay.
Marina.
Now I'm in public. So more in public you get is negatively correlated to embarrassing mint to do the podcast. Here's Jessica of the UMAD Bros. Oh wait, let's do the standings really quick. Call them some embarrassing standings. I'll move away from this person just a little bit so they don't hear me do the awkward standings. But basically, Rex Kwando, first place, Colorado Phi. Second place, Rocky Mountain Mama. Third place, Buccaneers. You got the bag. Okay, it's enough of that song. This is embarrassing. Here comes the subway. Oh, I'm getting a little stressed out here. Buccaneers in fourth place. Brooklyn Nine in fifth place. Gladiator sixth place. Pan's Peaceful Peeps. Mom is still up there in playoffs territory. Congratulations, Mom. And the joke ended. The never ended. Brooklyn Nine. He's a never ending saga of displeasement. All right, guys. Here is you, Mad Bro. Have a good week 7.
Hey, Dingle Barista. She's making dingleberry coffees all the time, every time, and that's for sure what she's doing this season. Just picking those dingleberries right on off and putting them in her roster. What's up, Dingleberry?
Good morning. How's it going?
I just thought I'd do a little flash and bash, which is a surprise pod link.
I like it. I just so happened to see it, and I had just walked upstairs in a bit of a huff because I told the family I was overstimulated and needed 15 minutes. And so I'm sitting in bed now and thought, you know what? With my 15 minutes, why don't I join this surprise pod?
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
Mark emailed me and let me know what the swap box was. It's actually Swap Shop.
Yeah, so I had never heard of that before.
Yes, you have. We used to listen to it all the time at Grandma's. Swap Shop.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay. Well, it's a very special week this week. BFB week 6 is going on.
Yeah. Why is that very special?
Because it's time to set your roster, Jess.
I know. I haven't done that actually at all this entire season. I've been a very poor coach this season.
You know, you had one guy, Jahan Dotson, playing last night, who had a hamstring issue, and he had been ruled out for a while by his doctor.
Well, I pushed them hard, you know? Who's a doctor to say he shouldn't be playing? I say he should be. Get him in there.
Well, he got 0 points last night, and you're playing the Brooklyn Nine.
Oh, really?
A little brother sister battle is going on, and you ain't looking at your Jahans or your Dotsons.
Dang it!
You're only worried about your mental stimulation, and Another showcase game we got, of course, going on is Mom, you know, and Your Hubby.
Oh, the joke ended and the peaceful peeps.
The joke ended and the peaceful peeps. And it looks like both of them is setting their roster real good. So
another, I answer to God about that.
Another huge matchup we got going on is the Joe vote against the Mark vote. Mark recently changed his nom to Marilyn Marksman.
Oh, and that actually said, sounds nice.
Did you guys move to Maryland? And he said, no. Why? So,
but they are going to, though.
Are they going to?
I'm pretty sure. I think I heard that they were going to move to Maryland. So either he was lying to you or they just haven't yet. But I'm like 99% sure they're moving to Maryland.
Well, I get that you could say no. But why would you ask me why? Why would he? Why is that dumb of me to assume?
Anyway. If I had to guess, I think he's messing with you.
His logo, in my opinion, is a no-go.
Why?
It says, it's just a poof that says, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, it's not that great.
I know somebody else who's going to leave a mark real soon, and that's Alyssa. You know, Dad sucks this year.
Dad really does suck this year. That made me feel a little better that I was also sucking. That at least he is too. And he appears to be sucking by trying, right? Whereas I'm not trying and sucking.
Raj, you know Raj?
Raj, let me think. Does that ring a bell? He might be an uncle or something. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
He's a funkle. Funky uncle. He's playing our other crazy uncle. Rex Kwando, who is doing an amazing season this year. I can only assume it's because Janine Jinx, as he calls her, is keeping her hands out of the roster. It's women, you know.
In their place. That makes me think of the one time that Quentin told me that when girls don't wear makeup, they look disgusting. So I laughed a lot during that one. Yeah, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is not appropriate. Don't you ever do that again.